We're up to Ayin Vav Amud Aleph, the top. Omer of Yehuda Omer Shmuel, Nikya v'nishtam, kol she'ilu nikri, v'nikra pasul, v'ilav kosher. The person had a hole in the aver, and it went from one side to the other, because that's it has to be naked and foolish, and it got stuffed up, in other words, got healed. So what's called healed? If the person will be a Balkari and the Zera will seep out of the hole, it'll open up again, then it's not considered closed, and even when it's closed, and he's still possible. But not, if not, if it, when he becomes a Balkari, the hole won't open, then it's healed and he's kosher. Havi Barava Hecha, where is this hole? Ilei Melamata Meatora, if it's talking where it's closer down towards the ground, away from the body, right? Lower than the Atara, in other words, on the crown of the Aver. I feel Nichras Nami, the hole doesn't possible anything over there. Even if it was cut off completely, it's kosher there. Ela Batara Asma, must be in the Atara itself, that's where the hole is. And therefore, if it gets closed up and it won't open up again, if he comes about carry, it's kosher. And if what's it called, if it will open up again, then even when it's closed, it's possible. Rashi, Heicha ilay melamata miatora, dehu barosh hagid ulamala miatora lekala okme dehasam vali lo mikareya shein hazera doche umisasif ela etzel neked itziyosa. I can't be talking where it's lower than the Atara completely, because the Zera doesn't have any shaykhs over there. Okay, now the Gemara says, Itmar Nami, Omar Rav, Mori Bar Mar, Omar Mar Ukva, Omar Shmuel, Vike Ba'atara Atzma. Right, if the hole is in the Atara itself, the Nishtam, and it gets closed up, Kol She'ilu Nikri, the Nikra Pasul. If it will open again, if he becomes a Balkari, then it's Pasul. It's considered still open. The ilav kosher. Sholach le rova berei the rabba le Rav Yosef. Ilam deinu rabbeinu heichi avdin. How do you test such a person? Right? How do you make him become a balkari so you can give him a test to see if he's kosher to get married or not? Omer le maisina nahama chanima desari. We bring a bread made out of barley, hot bread. Umanchina le abeit pukri. You put it under him, right, by the opening to his behind, umikri, and from that he becomes a balkari. So it's all done, what's it called, indirectly, right? Why don't we just tell him to be motzi zera levatola, to become a balkari? See, so that's an issur. The poskim therefore hold that even to make this kind of test to see if he's kosher to get married, you wouldn't be allowed to do that. Others hold no. The chatchila, we try to do it in a way that's only a grama. But the d'eved, if there's no other way of making that test today, there's nafkamina, they got to be making tests for fertility purposes or whatever. So many poskim hold that it's not considered zer levatola if there's a purpose to be able to get married or to be able to have children. That's not levatola. The Moshe Feinstein holds, as well as other poskim, that even though there's no inyan of zera levatola, there's a separate isser of menayef biyad, of masturbating with the hand or with any other part of your body, is what's it called, is a separate isser. And even if it's not zera levatola, and therefore even over here where the test is for a purpose, so it's not called batola, but to get the zera in that way is also, so it has to be gotten in a way that either is a groma, right, where you don't actually are not menayef biyad, or what's it called? But there are poskim who hold that there's no two separate isurim, and wherever it's mutter because it's not zera levatol, you can get it any way you can. But from the Gemara's mashma, you try to get it in the most innocent way possible, at least in the beginning. So that's this. The chazinu, and we see what's it called, the mikri v'chazinu. We see if the zera comes out of the hole or not. Right? Everybody is like Yaakov Avinu. that can't become a Balkari from a normal way. What's it called? In other words, he's going to only become a Balkari from this kind of thing. There's easier ways of making a person get excited and see Kerry. Elam Rabbi Maviran Kamei Bigdei Tzivonim. You bring colorful clothing of women, and he thinks about women, and that's how he becomes a Balkari. Amar Rava Atu Kuleyame Barzile Agiladi. And not everybody becomes a Balkari from seeing colorful clothing. You don't walk into the department store and into the women's section and become a Balkari. That only is to somebody who's really a lecher like Barzilai Hagiladi. It says he became an old man because he was very promiscuous. He had a lot of wives or whatever. Not in the usher way. He just was very sensual, whatever. So he became a Balkari right away. But not everybody is so sensual to become a Balkari from looking at women's clothing. Elam the Chuvar to Kedashim. Better to do the first way, which will work on anybody. That way is more of a physical, it forces the carry. Rashi, Heichi Abdinan, ki Oshi Lekamon Ruri, Heichi, my Sinan lady, they carry, when we come to check the guy to see if, when he becomes a Balkari, the hole opens up or not, and therefore he's not mutter to get married, or it won't open up and he is mutter. Right? So how do we test him? How do we make him become a Balkari so we can check him? Because of the heat in that area, it makes him become a Balkari. Racious only. He hoists a tipas Kari Shiyosim and Rishi. Yaakov Avinu never became a Balkari in his life. That was the first Kari he saw, which conceived Reuven. And even though a woman doesn't become pregnant from the first Bia, Shalora Kari Miyomov, Kolomer Dematzrechas Lekulei Hai. But what's it called? The Imahos were Mamayach Be'etzba. They prepared themselves and took away their Besulim so they could become pregnant. And she became pregnant, Mamish, from the first Kari he ever saw, from the first Zera that ever came out of him. Mavir Lefona Bigdei Tzivonim Shal Isha, Vumahar Be'isha V'Nikri. He once ago looks at the colorful clothes, it becomes a Balkari. Barzile Agiladi Shitu Bazimahaya. He was very promiscuous. It says over there that he, what's it called, he didn't have any more, he couldn't taste anything. He was an old man. He became old prematurely because he was too promiscuous. Well, that's not the word. Promiscuous means it's something that was austere. He was too, whatever. You get the idea. Dahi amsa dahavi be Rebbe basadik v'tartin shneen the Toma Kedera, because Rebbe had an old maid, who was what's it called, 92 years old, right? To play cards. She could still taste good cholent. And he was Barzilai Hagiladi, wasn't that old, and he lost his taste. Does he lost his taste? Because he was too involved, right? Okay. Okay, let's go on. Tana Rabbanan, Nike Posse, Ignatius Shoses. Person has a hole that goes from one end to the other in his aver, so he's puzzled, he's called a krushotcha, because the zera doesn't come out in force, but it drips, and therefore it's not capable of having children. Nistam kasha, mitneishu molid. But if the hole gets stuffed up, right, and stuffed up in a way that it won't open again, then he's kosher again, because now he could have children. And this is a psul that could be possible and then become kosher. It's possible to be healed. Zehu, this is the case where it can be reversed. Where is a case that can't be reversed? This is a whole union of glatt kosher. You have a lung. So the halacha is that if there's a hole in the lung, the animals are treifa.
But what happens now if you have the hole is covered with a lesion, an adhesion that covers the hole. So here, even if what's it called, the hole gets covered up, it's still possible. Okay. So now, what if you find a lesion on the lung or an adhesion on the lung? So Rashi holds that means there was a hole there, and it's possible. It's straight. It doesn't help, and nothing helps. Tosus holds that it's possible there was a hole, possible not. You have to check it. What do? They take off the adhesion. They take off the sircha. It's called a sircha. And they blow up the lung. And they put it in water and they see if it bubbles. Like, you know, the tires or what's it called. So if it bubbles, then you know there was a hole under there and it's no good. And the adhesion was covering the hole. And if not, it's okay. Right? So that's regular bedika sareya. In glat, anything that has an adhesion, right, with certain exceptions, right, what's called an adhesion, they don't bother to check and they consider a trace. They only take lungs that are glat, that are smooth, where there's no adhesions on them. So according to the Beis Yosef, that's halacha. According to the Ramah, that's a chumra. That what's it called? That anything with an adhesion, we don't assume there was a hole. You can check it. But according to the Beis Yosef, he passes like Rashi. That what's it called? That an adhesion means there was a hole, and the fact that it's closed up, like the Gemara says, doesn't mean anything. So the Dvari was a hole, and if it's closed up, makes no difference. And therefore, it's straight. So according to the Beis Yosef, you can't eat meat that had adhesions that were checked. Only according to the Ramah. That's why Sfardim need Shchitas Beis Yosef, which has other chumras, other inyanim too. But one of them is that by a Sfardi, glat is halacha. It's not a chumra. By Ashkenazim, glat is a hiddur. Because you could be bodik the reya, and if you see that it doesn't have a hole, you took off the adhesion, it's okay. But according to a Sfardi, it's no good. That's why you see sometimes it says Shchitas Beis Yosef. That's not the Hechsher Beis. People call me sometimes, she says Beis Yosef, we don't use that Hechsher. We don't pass on the Beis Yosef. He's, right? He's okay. It's the Hashgacha Atorah, which is the problem, right? But Beis Yosef means that they follow the chumras of the Beis Yosef, and that's shchita for Sfardim, because according to Sfardim, that's halacha. It's not a hiddur. What? Atorah Beis Yosef is a Sfardi Hashgacha, which has Rav Avadya Yosef's name on it, but that's about all that he has to do with it, is his name, and the Hashgacha. The information I have is not a very organized hashgacha, and therefore we don't use it. And say, oh, in Yesh they have a million products in there, meat products. We don't use that hashgacha. Okay. Rashi, mipneishu shoseis shemechamimus hatay veyotzei derech hanekev. The zera doesn't go out of the end of the aver, but it goes through the hole and it drips. Shag zera yotzi derech hanekev yitziyoso ein yorek echetz. The kaimelon shich v'zera she'ein yorek echetz ein mazriya. If it doesn't come out with force, it can't make conception. Lemute krum she'ola machmas maka bereya de'ino krum. Mishim dehader mitchas. By the reya, it's surely going to open up again. These are the sirchos, the adhesions to the lung that make an animal a trefa. Okay. Sholach le rav idi bar oven labaya. Hechi avdinan. How do you cure the hole? How do you close the hole up? How do you make it, close up and heal? So you do the following. And this is love daf, you have to do it like this. This is the way they did it then. So you can do it medically, is fine too. My sin in Sa'arta, you bring a barley corn, umesartin and lay, and you, what's it called, you scratch by the hole. My sin in Tarba, v'shaythinon, and you bring fat, and you smear it on the place where the you made the scratch. Umaisin in shumshin or gamlo, you bring a big ant. Uman chsinon lay, and you let him go and put his head and bite into the hole, and then a paskin le'ra, you cut off his head, so his head is stuck in the hole and it closes up the hole, right? And then the, what's it called, the area starts to heal, and it, the skin grows around the head of the ant. The davka sarta, you only scratch it with a barley corn of a parzala mizrav zori, but you don't use metal, because the metal, some say that mizrav zori means it makes an infection. It'll make the thing infected if you use metal. Rashi, let's see Rashi. Hechi avdina refua listom gid shenika. How do you induce a hole in the gid to heal? Sarta saora, barley corn. Mesartina le kos nivo sanekav, you scratch all around the hole. Kadeshi aglia viyotzi dam, in order that it should bleed. Since it's bleeding, it starts now to start the process of generating new skin to where the wound was. Shumshina gamlo nimola gedola, big ant. Umachtinan le meinichin rosh hasham, he put his head by the hole. The nosheich, and he bites the nidbak rosh benekev, and his hole gets stuck. His head gets stuck in the hole there because of the fat. You cut off his head and leave it in the hole to close it up. And then the flesh closes up by itself in the healing process. It causes a scar or scab, right, and heals. Mizrat zarif, osechabura. If you use metal, you're going to make too much of a wound. You're not going to just scratch it to bring out blood. You're going to make a wound. Vishnachrina, Mizrav Zorif, Mala Nofach. It causes an infection. Makes it blow up. Okay, Vahani Mile Cotton. Avogadl Mikpule Mikpul. That's only a small hole. But a big hole, this won't work for. The big hole is just going to open up again. Rashi, Ikpule Mikpul, Achasha Olaruka, Chosav Nikla Finister. A big hole, this won't work for. Omarava Barafuna, Hamatul Mai Mishte Makomos Basel. If a person, when he urinates, it comes out of two places, right? Now it's like split. The guy's puzzled because the zera also is not going to come out the right way. Omar Rava less hilchasa lo kibrova lo kaaba. The halacha is not like Rava Barafuna, not like him, and not like Ravuna, not like the son, not like the father. Braha damor, right? Abba dom Ravuna. In this case, the halacha is not like Rafuna, which is the case. Noshim hamesololo zubazu. So some say Rashi says noshim hamesololos is lesbians, women who rub their genitalia one on the other, like they pretend one's a man, one's a woman, or whatever. So that's a lesbianism. Others say Tosus brings down noshim hamesololos. Is they take zera from their husbands and they put it into each other. They play man, woman, whatever. Psulos lekohuna. They're pasul lekohuna. Shaila whether he meant it min haTorah or min rabbanan, but they're pasul lekohuna. Vafil Rabbi Lazar domer poni abala pnuya. Shalol shemishus. Asa zona. The halacha is not like that. And even according to Rabbi Lazar, who holds that an unmarried man who lives with an unmarried woman causes nus, that's called a zona, right? Still, hani mile ish, aval isha pritusa b'yama, but two women together is not znus, it's just pritus and doesn't answer to a kohen. So that's the halacha, is not like Rafuna. Rafuna held that a lesbian is pasul a kohuna, and a practicing lesbian, and the halacha is not like that. Psulos lekahuna, misololos, derech tashmi, zochor nekeva, mishafshifos nikvos and zulazu. They act as if one's a man, one's a woman. The chain hamisoleles bivno kotnis on heaven. Psulos lekahuna, mishum znus. That's called znus. That's what Rafuna holds. And lamai salalach is not like that. It's not called znus, only preachers. And it's what's it called? It's osir, but it's not. It's not, what's it called, doesn't make her a zona, doesn't ask her to a kohen. Some say that it's aser from the pasuk Kemase Eretz Mitzrayim Lo Sasu, that in Mitzrayim also they used to have lesbian. So it's also because of Mase Eretz Mitzrayim. It's surely not as also as a male homosexual. Male homosexuals is an isur misa, toeva. But here it's just preachers. So it's much easier not to be matter, but it's much less chomer for women to be lesbians than for men to be homosexuals. On that note,
all the cases where the guy is puzzled, he has to go to
if what? Yes. Yeah, he can't. Well, we had before. We had before. We'll see. The next. If what's it called? If since he was mutter to begin with and became usher after he was married, he can't live with her again. He can't have any more. But, okay, we'll see about Truma, whatever.
One of the rabbis in the States, I didn't hear the speech. We were talking about how Shabbos is someone's a homosexual. What's the din, like with Yayin and all these different things? What is the din? Somebody is a homosexual. Halach. What's the din? How do we treat him?
How do we treat him? He's an barbarian like anybody else. What's it called? It depends if he's a mummer for that, or he just was over one time or whatever. If he's a mummer, then he's a mummer the davar echad. If he's foursome and he makes a big deal, then it could be he says a din of a mummer. If he's not, he just, we know he does aver, if he tries to hide it, and he's not, he's like anybody does aver, some of these lashon hara also.
There's no connection, nothing worse than that.